brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Truth is stranger than fiction. A lot of things are cliches because they're so true. Another one is an old Chinese proverb, may you live in interesting times. We certainly do. That's a two-sided opportunity can also mean danger. Another Chinese proverb, the journey of 1,000 miles starts with a single step. And I started my journey 19 years ago on air, almost 17 years ago, and I've seen what good people can do when they take action and stop overanalyzing things. By that, I mean overanalyzing ourselves. So many activists think they got to have everything just right. And the system sells it like being an activist is weird or exceptional. Like civil libertarians are concerned about secret arrest of citizens. Oh, just civil libertarians, you know, the people that are into liberty. I mean, you know, who needs a government that can't secretly arrest you and throw you in a dungeon for no reason? I mean, that's post Roman Empire and Dark Ages. You know, no law, but law of the establishment. That's pre-Magna Carta. I mean, the most virulent, fire-breathing, stinking form of corruption that you could even describe. And I've got the voting numbers here. It was a massive majority. It wasn't 93-7 like the House, like the Senate voted for the NDAA, secret arrest, secret torture, secret killings, throw away the key, whatever, throw away the skeleton legislation. The House voted for the National Defense Authorization Act, 283-136. And a bunch of traitorous Republicans and Democrats voted for it. Wow. And all these liberals are like, wow, Obama said he was going to veto that. Now he signed it. But they're like, at least he said he was thinking about it. Behind the scenes, his lawyers are like, make sure we can arrest anybody we want. I mean, when I look at him and Michelle Obama on TV, or I see photos or images of them on Infowars.com during the break, I mean, they're just out there reading off teleprompters, conning everybody, and the troops are all standing around them, well-meaning good people, working for this incredible tyrant, who himself is just a minion. And I just think about it. It's like a Red Dawn scenario, but the terrorists, the criminals, the admitted scammers stealing just trillions of dollars. I mean, that energy company getting a $500 million payoff is nothing. And you think about it, we've really got criminals in charge, and they've sold torture as sexy and cool and secret arrest and all the movies, and large portions of the public are dumbed down, immoral. They laugh and giggle and have it like a coat of infallibility around them that they don't care and laugh at anyone that talks about freedom. They think it's cute, some of the general public, to just be moronic. And the system looks at you, a big, fat, stupid sheep, and they're big, old, vicious wolves just salivating with acid. And they're just chomping into you every day. You watch your neighbor drug off, or your neighbor's kids taken, or the IRS takes your neighbor's house, or even your own house. You just roll over and, I guess I did something wrong. I guess, I drove up to a checkpoint. Let me just see people just groveling to police like some beaten dog you rescue, and every time you try to pet it, it rolls over and starts urinating on itself, just groveling. I mean, that's America. It's like some stray dog that's been beaten for half its life, and then you get it a nice person, you're trying to feed it and take care of it, and it just rolls over and urinates on itself. You ever seen a dog do that? It means I'm fully submitting, don't kill me. That should be on the American flag, is a dog lying on its back, totally submitting in a pool of you know what. I'm serious. I mean, is that who we want to be? No one in history, modern history, ever put it on paper what they're doing. The North Koreans don't even do that. They just do it. That's because they want to go to the cops, the military, and say, look, it's on paper. It's on paper. You can't put tyranny on a paper and make it legal.
Attention GCN listeners, do you have a Patriot on your Christmas list that's nearly impossible to shop for? How would you like the ability to get top-of-the-line, hard-to-find gifts at equally hard-to-beat prices without leaving the comfort of your home? Why fight the crowd? Simply log on to your computer for great gifts and deals for the off-the-grid enthusiast in your family. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find great prices on the most popular off-the-grid gifts available today. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find unbeatable deals on emergency backup power, herb and vegetable seeds, dehydrated foods, emergency evacuation packs, solar ovens, gun safes, and a host of truly unique stocking stuffers. In these hard times, why not give a gift that really counts? A gift that could truly make a difference. Go to offthegridchristmas.com and our Christmas video highlighting perfect gifts for the off-the-grid fans in your family. Unbeatable gear, unbeatable prices, no more searching. Offthegridchristmas.com. That's offthegridchristmas.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Paul Watson, in his article that's linked up at drudgereport.com, on the right-hand side, points out a sickening factoid that I had not noticed. Indefinite detention bill heads to Obama's desk as White House drops veto threat. Establishment media and neocons still pretend NDAA doesn't apply to American citizens, even though we have all the major senators that sponsored it, Levin, McCain, and Graham admitting it does. Well, I don't need them to admit it does. It's right there in the stinking bill. That's how deceptive they are. One section says it doesn't affect you, but then it says it does. That's how they always work. They're a bunch of stinking lawyers. Now, what's hidden in there? Today, this is the day, and Obama's saying they may robo-sign it, which has been found to be unconstitutional. Everything he does must be unconstitutional. Must be unkosher constitutionally, because they're overthrowing it under the precept of law that might makes right, that possession is 9/10 of the law, and that custom is law. We are being accustomed to usurpations, to swarms of bureaucrats eating out our substance, to the TSA laying their hands upon us. We're being broken. We're being drugged through the corruption. We're being acclimated. We're being conditioned. We're being cowed. The House voted last night. Obama is set to sign it today. 222nd anniversary of the Bill of Rights that came years after the country was set up, because people were like, the government's violating our rights and manipulating this Constitution. We want it purely stated that the government's bound down by these 10 amendments, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights. Right of religion, free press, right to defend yourself, right to due process, right not to not incriminate yourself, right to states' rights, right to all rights not enumerated in the Constitution, Article 9, all of it. So here we are, 222 years after Bill of Rights was ratified, which was a big deal and hard to get and hard fought for. There was almost another revolution over it. 222 years later, on Bill of Rights Day, they are going to surpass North Korea on paper. Now, that's one thing to implement it. And, you know, they're gonna say, we secretly arrested this guy that was an American citizen planning to blow up police stations. It'll be some Muslim guy. But then after a few of those that set the precedent, as they've already started to do, it's going to be the good old boy wearing the John Deere hat. And that's what the entire training is for, as evidenced by the New York Times, where it shows Explorer Scouts. I had the Austin police chief in here last week, and I said, you know, all over the country, Explorer Scouts are training to take on returning veterans and kill them. And he said, come on, Alex, I started Explorer Scouts in Austin. That's not happening. And I went, really? Pull up the New York Times, and they pulled it up. Scouts trained to fight terrorists. First line, they trained going into the building. The disgruntled Iraq war vets armed. They take him out. And then it shows all over the country. You know, I used to get emails by scout leaders going, that's not true. Don't badmouth the scouts. I'm not badmouthing the scouts. It's been a good organization, very wholesome for a long time. It's being taken over. That's like if I said, don't leave that dog in here. It'll go to the bathroom on your expensive oriental rug. It's worth $10,000. You're like, don't talk bad about my rug. I'm like, no, don't let the dog go to the bathroom on it. That's the psych. I mean, as long as I'm using the animal potty humor to illustrate things, that's basically what's going on here. And these scout leaders would say, that's not going on. Or yeah, we're trying to take on extremists, but what's wrong with that? How dare you attack the scouts? I remember 6 years ago, the first headlines, Girl Scouts trained to spot terrorists. In fact, go ahead and search engine that. I'll put it up. MSNBC, CBS. And we got the manuals, and it's what's in mommy and daddy's medicine cabinet. What's that plant growing in your neighbor's yard? I mean, in this country, little kids train to spy. And I had the Austin police chief in here, and I'm like, I got video of ads that ran on TV and that are shown to kids in school about getting government money cards that put $200 on it when you turn family members in. And our day's event is like, I don't know about that. Yeah, you don't know about anything, do you? If you think living in denial is going to protect you, well, then whatever. But I didn't need to see 5 years ago MSNBC with the headline, Girl Scouts trained to fight terror or trained to spot terrorists. Because I had the Hebron, Maryland 1998 footage shot by our listeners, hours of it, in Hebron, Maryland, of Marines running around the city with Boy Scouts for gun confiscation and interviews with locals. And when they find out they've gotten the interviews, they had the Boy Scouts go tattle on them and the Marines walk over with machine guns. Not just M16s, but heavier ones with belts on them, and swing the guns around with the police and say, give us your camera, turn it off. And then they go ahead and detain him, and then they explain, this is America, we're allowed to film this. And the police chief's like, get out of my town or I'm going to find something to do to you. They were practicing going door to door taking guns. They had the kids going in the houses, and the parents were involved in this to help the kids identify guns. And since then, we've learned it is for America. Arcadia, Iowa, 2 years ago, we have other examples. You understand how mega, you know when I really woke up? 13 years ago, starting to go to urban warfare drills, and when you get there and the emergency manager of Kingsville shows up and says, Thomas Sanchez, who's a Vietnam veteran and everything, and says, yeah, the feds approached me about doing this martial law drill for gun confiscation and to train us to accept military occupation. Then he goes, I want you to talk to the San Antonio police chief. I go to the San Antonio police chief. He goes, I'm an Army veteran myself, and this is to acclimate us for takeover, and it's wrong. I have it all on tape. Police State 2000. Then I go to urban warfare drills, and they in Oakland, and the Marines are training to take over cities, and the role players are saying they're Americans, and it's for America. They didn't even hide this from me. Well, that's not true. Stephen Jones, I think was his name, was the former Marine who was their civilian spokesman. And he would always catch me in one area and say, you're not allowed to be here. You can't see this. Get out of here. You can't see this interrogation. All I did was they had local citizen tours of the area they cordoned off in the city. And I would, I just had local listeners who showed up because I was doing the radio show from there over a phone who showed up. I would send them in to act stupid. I'd say, act real dumb and ask real stupid questions. And they got the hardcore footage that's in Police State 2000. So, of course, when I'm witnessing the military trying to take us on, and then I get back to my hotel that night at like midnight, and I'm watching CNN who'd been there, and they're like, oh, the Marines landed in Oakland yesterday, and they're just training for operations in Macedonia and in Kosovo. And I'd been there. I had footage. I was like, they were training for America. And then you know this information. You want to warn people. You want to tell people. And you get made fun of. You get laughed at. I remember that a year later, I walk up to a huge I-35 Austin checkpoint that they'd set up as a test. Highway was shut down all the way to Georgetown, 30 miles north. Completely shut down, going about 2 miles an hour. And I pull up, I get out, I go to the checkpoint, all these big lights. They got a DUI thing. They're pulling people out of cars. And I walk over, and the cops are like, get back, Jones. And I'm about, 60 yards away. They're like, what, are the Serbs going to get us? The foreign troops are going to get me. And the cops are all, ha, 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 ha. Here they are running a checkpoint, totally unconstitutional. And they'd all, I guess, heard my show or seen it, the TV show. And I had the commanders and people all standing about 50 yards away, just rolling, slapping each other on the back. It's all on tape. Ha, it's that crazy guy. Ha, ha, ha. He's the one that thinks is going to be a police state. Ha, 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 ha. And I'm like, I know you think it's funny, but it's not. Then I walk over another police car in the dark, and these guys were obviously completely stoned out of their minds, smell the marijuana. And I'm like, well, what are you going to do? And they're like, we're going to follow our orders. It's so horrible. And I told you that right along with all of this would be having your money stolen. All right, here's the deal. I'm going to take calls for the rest of the hour before Sheriff Mack's on with us. The toll-free number on all these issues I've raised, 800-259-9231. You know what? Before I take everybody's calls, because the first five or six, I want to hear from police and military currently serving. It's done. Obama says he's going to sign it. After acting like he wouldn't, that was to kill opposition. Don't worry, you're not in the bill. Okay, you found out citizens are in the bill. Don't worry, Obama's not going to sign it. They've got all these little tactics. Now Obama's like, you bet I'm going to sign it because I had it put in there. I want to hear from police and military, 800-259-9231. And if we take 4 or 5 of your calls, then I'll get to everybody else's after that first group. But again, when I have to look at Holder, I have to look at Obama, I have to look at Hillary, I have to look at the Senator Graham, all these leaders. I mean, these are crooks. These are dangerous, evil people. These are tyrants. These are traitors. This is treason against our Bill of Rights, against our Constitution. And it's not enough now to warrantlessly spy on us and have checkpoints and do all of this and waive all the laws for the illegals. That's all bad enough. This is now the heart of it. This is striking directly. And the whole world, it's all over the news worldwide. Americans to be secretly arrested. America is falling into a police state. Major universities are now saying we're the number 3 police state in the world. We were number 6 just 2 years ago. The whole world is freaking out. The whole world is scared. The communist Chinese that do stuff like this are announcing that they may have war with the United States. Because everybody knows America was taken over by evil. And there's still talk radio, but most of those guys are there supporting the Republican Party that loves all this. I mean, I heard Neil Wartz yesterday supporting Newt Gingrich and saying he's a great guy. I mean, open borders, Obamacare, carbon taxes, working for the healthcare industry to pass the government healthcare takeover, and that's your mainline, quote, libertarian, endorsing Newt Gingrich. That's why we're in so much trouble.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? Do you feel tired, out of shape? Is your romantic life suffering? It's not your fault. You may have reduced testosterone, but now, for the first time ever, you can boost testosterone levels safely and naturally to feel more like you did 20 years ago. Introducing Ageless Male, a breakthrough supplement clinically proven to increase testosterone levels by 61%. And within a healthy, normal range. Today, you can try it risk-free. So if you'd like to experience what healthy testosterone levels can feel like, more energy, better mood and focus, and more romance when you want it, you really need to give Ageless Male a try. Supplies for this risk-free offer are limited, so don't wait. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
In the event of an emergency, do you really trust Obama and the federal government to provide for you and your family? Modern-day emergencies like floods, tornadoes, earthquakes, snowstorms, terrorist attacks, or anything else can strike anywhere, leaving your family vulnerable. That's why you can't afford to be without emergency food supplies. If you're like most people, you know that you need emergency food supplies, but you keep putting it off. So, to help you, Ready Reserve Foods is offering a free sample kit of emergency food so you can test our food for yourself. The food really is free. You simply pay for the shipping, and we'll send you the food for free. To get your free sample kit of emergency food, simply call 800-453-2202 or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Again, that's 1-800-453-2202 or ReadyReserveFoods.com. Don't wait. Call now because the free sample kits are limited. So call 800-453-2202 or ReadyReserveFoods.com.
Coming up, we got Sheriff Richard Mack joining us.
I was sitting in traffic.
Also, they're going to have 13,500 troops to provide Olympic security. The BBC is reporting that when they have the event over in Europe. Again, everywhere, they are using the military now. They're just acclimating the citizens so they can use the military against you. Let's go to Eric, who's a police officer in Illinois, then Mike, who's military in Colorado. Elaine, who's a police officer in Pennsylvania, let's get your take on all this right now. Eric, what do you think of the government getting rid of the heart of the Bill of Rights on Bill of Rights Day, 200-plus years later, Eric?
I think it's a complete travesty. It's amazing what's going on in this country.
What is your overall view on it? Where do you think the nation's going? What do your fellow police officers think?
Well, most of them are completely entranced in the system that, you know, the media, they fall right into the left-right Republican-Democrat propaganda machine. I know, I can tell you that the majority of officers are good people with families and kids, and they want to do the right thing. They got into the profession to help people. But if this were enacted right now, I can tell you that the officers would not go along with it. However, I've been studying the New World Order system for several years now, and you know they're going to be staging terrorist attacks within the country or the economic implosion. And if you have complete chaos, the police, the numbers alone, my department, we're about a city of about 200,000. We have about 250 sworn officers. We don't have near the manpower that could even deal with any type of mass chaos.
No, exactly. They're setting it up where the military will be needed. And again, then the precedent sets. So the first 10, 15 times the troops are used, they're going to actually maintain order. Then the precedent set. We're just here to arrest the troublemakers now, so this doesn't happen again. And the public's like, yay! I've even got internal training videos that I've played clips of that we're going to air more in the future, where they set everybody up for this. But you're absolutely right. When you call it the New World Order system, Eric, that's what it is. It's a global system of manipulation. But because of you and others out there, once people see the system, they're going to be aware of it.
Doing, you know, the guys on my shift, you know, I'm constantly, you know, talking in their ear, and I've made them aware of it. I got most of them, you know, are going to be supporting and voting for Ron Paul. But there's some that you can't change the mind, and they're still, they won't even, you know, hear it or look at the evidence that you try to present to them. And
Eric, you said you've been awake for a few years. In that time, you know, other police have called us and talked about how they got made fun of at first, and military too, but later, as the stuff comes true, they go from being called tinfoil hats to, you know, Nostradamus. Have you seen something similar like that?
Yeah, I mean, you still get the, you know, the laughs and all, it's conspiracy, and, you know, they cannot believe that something like this can go on, because they believe that something this big, people would talk, people would come out, and they just, it's, but unfortunately, you know, it's like you said, you've planted the seeds, and then when the collapse happens and the you know what hits the fan, you know, that's when they will wake up and realize, man, this really is going on.
We're going to go to break in the long segment, come back with others, but just briefly, what do you make of the lies within lies within lies, where first they say citizens aren't in the secret arrest indefinite detention bill when they're clearly there? Then they say Obama's against it, don't worry, he's going to veto. And I'm like, nope, that's to make people stand down and not fight the bill. And then sure enough, he does it. I mean, for the general public, they're totally flummoxed by it. It's like ACLU shocked. But when you're aware of it, you know the next play. That's what's so frustrating. I know exactly what they're going to do. I told everybody again, and it's not because I'm smart. It's frustrating, Eric. I know exactly what they're going to do because I know their playbook. It's so frustrating.
Oh, I completely agree. It's completely frustrating. And because the problem is they hear the snippets on the nightly news or on the radio talk shows, but they never read the bills. They never look at the, you know, in depth what it actually says. They hear the mantra that's put out in the media system, and that's what they believe. And you know, everybody's busy with their own, you know, between work and their own lives and, you know, doing what they do, and they don't.
You're right. You're right. We've got to make time to learn reality or we're going to be doomed. Those that don't know history are doomed to repeat it. The people perish for lack of knowledge. I appreciate your call. Again, I've been monitoring neocon, mainline, fake conservative, rhino radio, and if we can't shoot down politically Newt Gingrich in these primaries, he will end up, if he runs against Obama, he wins. Because once they have Obama, who's hated by conservatives, against Gingrich, they'll back Gingrich, not knowing Gingrich is actually votes exactly the same. That's what's scary. I mean, Gingrich is an actual globalist. He's an even higher level than Obama. I mean, he's one of the insiders. And to hear Neil Bortz endorsing him, man, that's traitorous.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Have you ever wanted to give a gift that expresses faith in liberty, those powerful beliefs that shaped our nation at its founding? If so, pay close attention, because this may be the most important holiday message you'll hear this year. Beautiful Liberty Blankets are now available.
The Liberty Blanket is made right here in the USA out of all natural cotton. It's ultra soft, ultra warm, and designed to remind your friends and loved ones of the enduring values that won the battle for freedom in early America. The center of the Liberty Blanket has the words "appeal to God," a phrase that Washington and the founders used often as they announced the world that their rights and liberties came from a sovereign creator. And in each corner of the Liberty Blanket details one of the pillars of American freedom: education, church, civil government, and justice. Regularly $59.95, now just $39.95. It's the perfect Christmas gift that helps your friends and family remember our nation's most precious legacy. To order your Liberty Blanket, go to libertyblanket.com. That's libertyblanket.com, or call 800-209-1258. That's 800-209-1258.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, the federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
The only way to stop tyranny is to learn to recognize it and stand up against it. All right, we're going to go to Mike, who's in the military. Elaine, who's a police officer. And Colonel Six and many others that are holding Rudy, Clarence. We're going to get to all of you right now. If you just joined us, the House last night, by a large majority, 283 to 136, voted for the National Defense Authorization Act. And Obama now says he's going to sign it. Oh, what a big surprise that is. Meanwhile, Big Sis, that's Ms. Napolitano, Big Sis orders ICE to prepare for mass influx of immigrants. Directive follows leaked KBR memo requesting subcontractors to serve as detention camps, which is confirmed and no media will report on. Manning the camps. And I've had a state senator on from Texas last year. I'll get him back on. Which senator was that? One of the senior ones. I forget his name right now. Saying, oh, there's a secret martial law plan in Texas for the implosion of Mexico. And then I guess if another 10 million people pour across as refugees, they instantly can vote and get free welfare. I mean, that's what the government's promoting. I mean, there's just no end to it. Right now, let's go ahead and talk to Elaine, who's a police officer in Pennsylvania, and then we'll go to Mike and others. Elaine, welcome.
Thank you, Alex, for taking my call. First of all, sir, I would like to thank you for the work you do. God bless you, your family, and your staff. I pray that he protects you. And I am appalled. I am totally appalled. I have been posting all of your videos. I have been talking nonstop on Facebook regarding these issues, and I have gotten probably 3 positive comments in the past 7 months. They're calling me crazy at work, but it doesn't deter me. I continue to post what I can.
They call you crazy in the mid-90s. They called Ross Perot crazy, saying NAFTA and GATT would shut down our industry. It did. I mean, I guess if you gave somebody the winning lottery numbers, you'd be called crazy. Or if you told somebody to drill for oil in 1870 and you discovered it and became a billionaire, you'd be crazy. I mean, all of this is happening. The whole world admits this is horrible, and then you're being called a kook.
It bothers me that people cannot see. At this point in time in our city, they're trying, in our county, they're trying to roll out Agenda 21. They're calling it SAPA. If you look at the SAPA map and if you look at the Agenda 21 map, it is identical. I created a Facebook page. I've gotten no comments whatsoever. None. It's very, very distressing. I care about people. I don't like what I see. What's happening in different departments. I don't like standing on people's rights. I will not go along with this. Absolutely no way will I ever go along.
Well, I'm sad you feel like you're alone. Let me assure you, if you were publicly known, you would know that Liberty is on fire and that the biggest news sites out there are all, quote, conspiracy sites. That means sites that actually question the system. I've talked to a lot of police here on air. You've heard them say that on average about half their department or more is now awake. But there are pockets where people aren't very awake. And also what happens is, on average, folks that are on Facebook and things, on average, it's kind of dumbed down. It's about partying and where you're going and friends. And so people don't really want to hear about it there. That's why we've never been, I mean, we're big on it, Facebook and Twitter, but nothing compared to folks that are just in the entertainment business. Because, you know, that's more of like a digital bar. You don't want to go to the bar, you know, to hear about, you know, tax forms or something. And so that's why you're seeing that happen. I would suggest that you get into, you know, create an identity on some of the message boards like PrisonPlanet.com, the forum, or places like the Daily Paul, or you know, any of those forums out there. And there's trolls there as well. I mean, a lot of these people are what they call sock puppets. It's really programs that will come out. I mean, we've tracked the IP addresses of these, telling us we're kooks, we're scum, we're evil. And a lot of times it's a sock puppet doing it. It's not even a human. So don't feel bad. In fact, if you want to plug your Facebook, you're welcome to. I'll guarantee you you'll find some fellow people in Pennsylvania, Elaine.
Absolutely. My name is Elaine Bozak. I have a page on Facebook. It's Oppose Implementation of SAPA Agenda 21.
Awesome.
I've posted so many videos. I'm trying to wake people up. I will not be deterred. I will not be deterred. I do not care what they call me. I just have to go straight ahead. I can't look left or right. And I will continue to do this. And God bless you, Alex Jones.
Well, God bless you, and I appreciate your call, Elaine. I hate for folks to give their name out on air because sometimes people can abuse that and say somebody's name who they aren't. I can tell Elaine is who she says she is just from her voice. But plus, it's a Facebook account, so that's good. Folks, go check her out there. So she's opposing the UNESCO Agenda 21 global takeover. Folks might want to find out about that and discover that your town, your city, your county, in almost every case, is adopting it and even has documents saying they're adopting it. They've got signs up at some of the parks here in Austin saying it's part of a UN takeover. All the big national parks have them. And I was at the Grand Canyon a month ago. You've seen the video of it happening. Nobody's around. Maybe every 2 minutes somebody walks by. I'm at the visitor center out on the side of it, out there with the wind and drizzle. And I get into the little portico and start videotaping the UN sign that says it's been handed over to the UN, as I did 14, 15 years ago in my that's in my film America destroyed by design, and I start talking about the UN taking over America. Then I'm going to your calls. I'll finish the story. I start talking about that, and all of a sudden, a guy wearing like a windbreaker with American flags and stuff all over it, older gentleman, I think he's probably about 65, 70, comes over and says, "Hey," you know, to his wife, I need to take a photo of this. This guy won't be quiet. He's talking. He starts trying to like bull into my space. So I turn around and say, "Oh, you don't like what I'm saying. Oh, you want to, you know, get in the shot. Okay, I'll put you on YouTube." But the minute he heard me talking about the UN taking over America, he's like, "Huh?" See, it's unpatriotic to say America's being taken over. Because he doesn't want to have to face that. He just wants to say, "How dare you say America's got a problem?" He's lazy. He's delusional. So he thinks if you call up and say, "Hey, there's a fire at this location, please send a fire truck," it's almost like he's saying, you set it on fire. Or if he just says there's no fire, it doesn't exist. We're the ones warning people, and he's like, "Hey, don't you talk bad about America." But that's what people do when, on average, when a doctor tells them, you know, they've got some horrible disease. They'll get mad and say, "I don't believe that, doc," and stomp out. It's called denial. And denial is one of the biggest problems we face. But the fact that you're being made fun of, you know, I wouldn't worry about it. And a lot of these sheep only go off title and officialdom. So start as a private citizen your own, you know, Pennsylvania group against Agenda 21. Put out, you know, ads in places. The first meeting, five people might show up if you're lucky at the library. But you stay on it like a woodpecker, you'll have thousands listening to you within a few years. All right, I'm going to shut up and go to your calls now. I am long-winded, aren't I? Mike, who's military in Colorado, giving us his view on it being Bill of Rights Day, 200-plus anniversary, what, 222 years? And this is the day that it goes to Obama's desk to be robo-signed to allow citizens to disappear into black holes. What's your view of this, Mike? We were always told that the really bad guys do stuff like this, but Stalin and Hitler wouldn't put it on paper. I guess only America does that.
Well, you know, it's not great, Alex. No, it's not. But you know, I don't really want to talk about Obama. My question to you is about Ron Paul, actually. If that's okay.
Sure, whatever.
So you're aware that Ron Paul said there is absolutely no evidence that 9/11 was an inside job, right?
I don't have to agree with Ron Paul on 100% of stuff. He has talked about the government staging Gulf of Tonkin. He said Fast and Furious is a criminal false flag and that Holder should be criminally investigated. He's a constitutionalist. And so, I mean, I know Ron Paul personally. I know people that know him personally for decades. He is the real deal. He is a great man. And so people get mad at him that he's not going into 9/11 truth. I think at a certain level, Ron Paul understands that that would be, at his level, political suicide to do that.
Well, I'd completely agree. I mean, why would anyone believe something so crazy like that, you know? Why would someone like Ron Paul associate themselves with you? I mean, he's trying to win the presidency, and here he is going on the Alex Jones show. Come on.
Yeah. Well, I can tell you've got a cynical, fake, satisfied sound to your voice, and you heard Ron Paul on the show if you've listened before, or it's maybe your first time if you're a seminar caller. But the point is, Ron Paul talks about the Gulf of Tonkin being staged. He's talked about the CIA shipping drugs into the country. They talked about the guns being shipped in to Mexico and drugs back into this country being a false flag. So when there's bona fide proof, Ron Paul will go with it. But when it's Building 7 blowing up and all the rest of it, clearly the official story of 9/11 has holes in it. It's clearly not true. But then it becomes a quagmire. So I think Ron Paul has probably done the right thing overall, not going there, because it can't be 100% proven one way or the other. We just know the official story is a fraud, Mike. Mike, I heard you said you don't want to go, because I open the phones up, and I don't screen the calls, but once a week or so I say it specifically on a subject. I said I want to hear military about secretly arresting citizens. Do you kind of get a thrill up your leg when you think about, you know, playing video games against the American people? I mean, does that kind of thrill you?
No, it doesn't, Alex. But I'll tell you this much. You and, you know, your whole team it's bringing down the cause quite a bit. You're making all of us true patriots look like idiots. That's what I think about that.
Listen to your fake satisfied voice. What do you really do for a living, Mike?
I gotta disguise my voice a little bit. I'll admit it, but
Mike, you're not in the military.
Excuse me?
We're taking calls from people in the military about police and military. Will you violate the Constitution now that they've basically tried to overthrow it? And you called in to talk about me bringing down the cause. I appreciate your call. The cause is liberty, and I have my First Amendment. And I am enlightening and awakening people, and I am trailblazing, covering the hardcore subjects that no one else will cover. So it makes it easier for people to cover other subjects. I'm moving the Overton window further towards liberty and freedom by being extremely brave and really saying it like it is. You know what the Overton window is? Probably not. That caller probably doesn't. That's a political theorem. Dealing with, you have a political window of what's acceptable. And the globalists have moved it slowly to be anti-family, anti-free market, domesticating us into tyranny of what's acceptable. And there's a tactic to really do it, have groups do extreme things to pull it one way or the other. So they're doing all these extreme things to make it look like it's not extreme to move towards it a little bit. I'm trying to go towards liberty. And I am trailblazing. And my material has been seen on YouTube alone by over 350 million people in the last 2.5 years. I reach 15 million people on XM, on AM and FM, on Global Shortwave, on satellite, on number one talk radio show on the web, number one even above music on Shoutcast. Yeah, I'm a failure. Me might work for the military, actually, with that PSYOP. Or you're so conditioned by the society that the zombies will actually regurgitate PSYOP at you because they've been programmed with it. But you're bringing down the cause. You're failing. You're a failure. Your team's a failure. You wanted my team to feel like failures. We'll just put in some extra hours today just to show you what failures we are. Your attack on us shows you're bleeding out and how weak you are. That's what it shows. I know we're winning. I know we're going to defeat tyranny because we planted the seeds beforehand. And you're not going to dissuade anybody from that. Ron Paul has exponentially grown in popularity. And even if he doesn't win, which he has a good chance of doing now, even though with their election fraud, he wins by getting issues out there that'll grow and grow and grow. You know, Ron Paul, when he was on with us 4 years ago, he launched his campaign about 3 or 4 months before. He said, I want to thank you, Alex. Half of our support has come from your audience, from the numbers we've got, the studies we've done. My audience of great patriots was half the launch pad for the test rocket 4 years ago against the New World Order. Now the new prototype is doing probably 5 to 10 times, depending on which actuary, better than it did 4 years ago. And liberty's being discussed and real issues are being put out there. And, of course, we are many, many times exponentially what we were 4 years ago. Yeah, we're failing. Ha, boy, you better know we're going to kick your hind in and we're going to win. We're going to win big time. And you and your psyops aren't going to work on us, zombie. Let's go ahead and talk to Colonel Six in the military. Colonel Six, what's on your mind? What's your view of that last caller?
I can't say. I've got what they call a legendary temper. And it is. The word of my temper goes before me. So I'm going to just leave that like it is. You know, what I will say this. There could be no one better that any candidate could be associated with than yourself. Because you are a person that over the years has persevered. You know, when people had to listen to you, had to go out to the lake to listen to you because, you know, like, that dude's crazy, man, but I like some of the stuff he says, man. He says, oh, here come the cops, cut it off. You know, and, you know, now everything that you said was going to happen has come true. Every damn thing. What have you lied about? You see, and that's the point. If you could show me, I don't care if you don't like the man because he's got grungy hair. He looks like Aqualung and all that. Okay. But did the man lie? You see, and that's the whole point. You are so truthful. You bring, you know, since you know that people have this feeling about you, then you double and triple back up what you have to say, okay? And I don't think guys like Steve Pachinik and the doctor that went to Libya. Right, and some other people that come to your show would be there if you were some sort of gadfly, fly-by-night kook or something, that whatever that guy's name thinks that his patriot, you know, his patriot.
Well, here's what's going on. That guy's upset because it is true. Ron Paul's giving us more credibility. And the fact that I've got so much credibility now across the board is freaking people out because then they might not be able to call me a kook. They might have to actually look at what we're dealing with. Stay there. I want you to give us your take on military to be used against citizens. And, of course, there's going to be a big PR rollout, biting drunk drivers, cutting people out of wrecked cars, because it's already begun. We'll break it down. Stay with us.
After work, I just want to plop down on the couch and watch TV alone. Come on, don't be like that. Who are you? I'm you, 20 years ago, when you were full of energy, better shape, great attitude, and you didn't do so bad with the ladies. Now that you're older, your testosterone levels are dropping, and, well, you're not the guy you used to be. I'd give anything to feel like you again. Just try Ageless Male. It's a natural supplement, proven in a clinical trial to boost testosterone 61%. And within normal healthy ranges, it's not an injection, not a prescription, and with healthy testosterone levels, you can feel the energy again. Not to mention a better mood and more drive in your romantic life. More drive, huh? I really need to try Ageless Male. Where's my phone? You're laying on it. Oops.
Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345.
Hey everybody, Alex Jones here. If you're looking for the perfect Christmas gift, listen up. This will make your holiday shopping very easy. This year, give a seed bank from one of our oldest sponsors, Solutions from Science, to your friends and family. Here's why. The Survival Seed Bank will give any friend or loved one the ability to grow a full acre crisis garden of nutritionally dense, life-sustaining food. And the Survival Seed Bank is not just a box of open-pollinated seeds. It's an indestructible, waterproof seed bank that can even be buried if we face a real meltdown. And here's the best part. All the seeds in the Survival Seed Bank go through strict germination testing, so you can be confident you're not buying old seeds. Give a Survival Seed Bank this Christmas by going to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or you can call 877-327-0365 to give the gift that produces an ongoing supply of life-sustaining food.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Coming up in the next hour, Conan O'Brien is now making fun of Ron Paul and demonizing him. Ron Paul has hit the zeitgeist. Joe Rogan is going to be on the Tonight Show with Jay Leno tomorrow night with Ron Paul. That should be interesting. I'm going to go back to Colonel Six and others here in this segment, the next. Then Sheriff Richard Mack is going to join us. He's getting ready to sue the Southern Poverty Law Center for saying that he was going to tell people to kill cops. which is, again, totally untrue. They've had to admit it's not true. And they just do that so that the police will listen to them and buy their anti-American garbage. And I'm not a litigious person, but I've told the ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center, I put them on notice. Told them one more lie. And I just, because they need to be punished. But they get taxpayer money, the tens of millions of dollars. So they probably just pay people the lawsuit with the tax money. They don't care. They've got to demonize us. But before I go back to Colonel Six, look, I know what's going to happen next because the globalists have a program, a New World Order system, like that police officer called it earlier. That's what it is. It's the same in each country. They tweak it here and there. But, in fact, Jeremy, can you put that Minnesota article up? All over the nation in the last 5 years, Homeland Security has Marines, Army, and others. Just type in Army and Jaws of Life, Homeland Security. Oh, helping at car wrecks. Helping with drunk drivers. The Marines are running a checkpoint. All of this is happening. And you pull up and there's Marines with guns and they try to search your car. So it's always this PR, but it's illegal. And, Jeremy, we found that article during the break. Can you put it up on screen for me? The Minnesota one about the Jaws of Life. There it is. Army Combat Brigade to take on first-of-its-kind Homeland Security detail. So people ask, well, how do you know they were going to have DWI checkpoints and helping at car wrecks and the Army starflighting people? It's all just a PR psyop so the military feels good about the mission, so the citizens feel good about it, and then you get the actual next-level training. It's let's take on those gun owners. And I showed you those articles. So that's what's happening. I mean, last year I sent the crew up to Illinois to show the drill, and they had the troops training to put Americans in camps. It's all on tape. Colonel Six, go ahead and make your points about what I was just raising and your concern about them going ahead and passing this, and Obama now says he'll sign it. The military, the end of posse comitatus, and U.S. citizens disappear into black holes.
Well, you know, Alex, I think the thing that hit me right between the eyes, and this is, again, this is something that no one but you can get except for listening to Alex Jones, I never would have known that this is the 222nd year since this has been passed. And on that day, and I bet you it may have been a Thursday, if we can go back that far, a man that not everyone is thoroughly convinced is a duly elected president of the United States with the stroke of a pen is going to do away what has been fought for, what has been bled over, what people, women and widows have cried, and people have stayed up nights and just everything. I mean, all that's gone into keeping this nation afloat. They know that the NBA and American Idol and the NFL have these idiots so, they have their minds such a vice. That's how they think they can get away with, with it. How they can push it through. They didn't know the call to Congress. Hell, you know what? Let me tell you something. I live up here in Palatine County, Texas, right? And you know, you've been around here. Everybody says, you know, Ron Paul is like Texas's congressman, you know, and being nice to him. But do you know there are actually people up here that write to his office and they have to somewhere else because they think that he is like the congressman of the our state in the Congress.
They think he runs everything. Colonel Six, good hearing from you. More calls straight ahead. Tons of news. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.